Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Owen, alongside my co-host, Mr. Adam Cheek. We recap and preview the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series every Thursday, comes out on Friday, and every Sunday, which comes out on a Monday. Adam, after a relatively calm race at Talladega, we're heading to Kansas for the first of the two races at Kansas Speedway this year. First off, what's going on, my friend? And second off, expectations for Kansas?
Not a whole lot. I'm excited to, I'm sure all the drivers are excited to head out from Talladega from that chaos and head to something that's pretty radically different, which is Kansas. And I'm excited to head down the Yellow Brick Road out west a little bit to get to Kansas and get a race going on Sunday.
Oh, God. My co-host thinks Kansas is in the west. I mean,
it is west of Talladega. I'm technically correct here.
Good Lord, man. If this is going to continue on, I don't know how the rest of the podcast is. Moving on, though, I know a team that is more than wanting to be going back onto the racetrack. That's Stewart Haas Racing, Adam. And I mean, they finished all four cars in the top 15 last weekend at Talladega. Now, last year at Kansas, this team had three cars in the top 10 at the first race. And Kevin Harvick nearly won the second race there. Adam, is this a turning point for Stewart Haas Racing?
I think so. Talladega is a place anyone can win at, but there's so much strategy involved in terms of working with your teammates to move through the pack and avoid crashes. There wasn't a big one on Sunday, but those guys still had to make it past Joey Logano's airplane of a car and through the crash on the last lap of stage two. But I think Stewart Haas can really turn it around starting this week, especially. They ran well there last year. They can do it again, particularly Kevin Harvick, who finished fourth and second at Kansas last year. And he finished fourth last week at Talladega, so maybe that's a premonition of things to come. But Chase Briscoe finally had a good run last week. Eric Almirola finished sixth at Richmond and 15th last week. If Stewart Haas is going to turn things around, it's going to be now. And I think for them, the way the season's gone so far, it kind of has to be now.
Adam, last fall at Kansas, it was defined by Harvick unable to pass a clearly slower Joey Logano for the final segment of the race. Adam, are we on track to see the same type of problem with the current handling package this weekend?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, because so far this year, Kyle Larson dominated at Las Vegas while Ryan Blaney chased Larson down to win at Atlanta. So we've seen sort of both results or both kinds of racing play out at 1.5 mile tracks this year. I'd be willing to say yes, considering it's Kansas and racing there is largely hit or miss. Of course, I would liken Kansas more to Las Vegas than Atlanta and therefore assume that things will go like they did last year. But let's hope that things have improved for sure. And let's hope Ryan Preece does not suffer a horribly violent crash like he did there last year.
That was violent. I feel like Kansas always has very violent and fiery and scary crashes. I don't know why.
No, yeah. The last few years, Eric Jones a few years ago got airborne on the backstretch.
Amarola.
Yeah, William Byron on the front stretch with Ryan Newman and a few other guys in 2018. And then
didn't Danica have a scary wreck there too?
Yes, with Eric Almirola and Joey Logano when Almirola had the back injury. Kansas used to be this very tame track, and now there's just a lot of violent crashes there. So maybe 2021 will break that trend.
Hopefully, fingers crossed for the driver's sake, that is. Last thing here before I let you go, my name is Denny Hamlin. He won here in the June race last year, but he ended up 15th. In the fall after leading the second most laps in that race. Now, is he going to perform like he did in the Kansas opener last year and end his winless streak? Or is he just going to continue on with the season like he has been?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to lock in my pick now. He's been on a tear so far this year outside of the wreck last week at Talladega. That's Talladega. Hamlin's won two of the past four races at Kansas, has at least one top five there each year of the past four, and he's led 268 laps over the last three races, which is an average of about 90 each race. So this weekend's a great opportunity for Hamlin to put that speedy number 11 in a victory lane and finally lock himself into the playoffs. I think this is a really good shot for them.
All right, well, you heard Adam Cheek's prediction. He's going with Dennis James Hamlin. Denny Hamlin gets his first victory of the season. Will that come true? We're gonna have to find out Sunday afternoon. Usually it's a Saturday night race, but it will be Sunday afternoon this time around at Kansas. You can follow Adam on Twitter at Adam and Cheek, and follow me on Twitter at The Brino. You can follow us on Twitter at Front Stretch, and for all the latest on the Kansas racing, IndyCar, and more, frontstretch.com. Adam, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much, and let's talk on Sunday to recap this race at Kansas.
Yeah, I'll see you Sunday afternoon.
Sounds good, brother. Adam Cheek, associate editor, lead reporter for FrontStretch.com. Once again, at Adam N. Cheek. That is it for this edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. We'll be back on Sunday to recap all the latest from Kansas Speedway. For Adam, I'm Brian Nolan. Stay healthy, stay safe. When you get a chance, get the vaccine. We'll talk with you on Sunday.